Bats beware. Terry Messmer, Utah State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. In 2020, a colony of bats made an unexpected appearance at an NBA basketball games. Bats descended from the rafters of the Dallas Mavericks Stadium and flittered among an unsuspecting crowd. Officials suspended the game as they tried to net and remove the animals. One NBA basketball player snatched a bat that was flitting around him with his bare hands. For his actions, he was rewarded with a rabies vaccination. Take-home story here is that bats can carry rabies. You cannot tell if a bat has rabies just by looking at it. Rabies can only be confirmed in the laboratory. Any bat that is active by day and is found in a place where bats are not usually seen, like your home or on your lawn, just might be rabid. Any bat that is unable to fly and is easily approached could very well be sick. In reality, most bats do not have rabies. Even among bats submitted for rabies testings, only 6% tested positive. Make no mistake about it, rabies is a fatal disease. In most cases where humans develop rabies, they did not recognize the risk from the bite or contact from the saliva of the wild animal. Here are some simple tips to remember about bats, wildlife, and rabies that you can follow to protect yourself and your family. Never touch or handle unfamiliar animals, wild or domestic, even if they appear friendly. Love your own, leave wildlife alone is a good principle for all to learn. If bitten by a wild animal, wash any wound from the animal thoroughly with soap and water and seek medical attention immediately. If you encounter a dead, sick, or easily captured bat, contact your local county health officials and have it tested for rabies. This is not a maybe, this is an absolute, particularly if you and your family and pets have been exposed to the animal. For more information on how to keep you and your family safe, interactions with wildlife positive, see wildawareutah.org.